I'm Simona Di Silvestro, a test and development driver for the Tag Heuer Porsche Formula E team.
What brings you to Manchester, Simona?
What brings me to Manchester is actually the launch of the new Taycan. I'm pretty excited to be here, actually, because I haven't seen it in real, so I can't wait to see the first fully electric car from Porsche.
Well, you've seen pictures of it. It's a beautiful-looking machine, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks amazing. You know, I think what I think is really cool is it's not far off the Mission E when that got presented a couple of years ago. And I think that makes it really special because it looks amazing. And to be honest, being electric, it's, I think, all new for all of us. And but making it look so cool, I think it's they did a brilliant job.
Tell me a little bit about your motor racing background.
My motor racing background is pretty interesting. It's taken me a little bit all over the world, to be honest. Most of my career was spent in America, where I raced in IndyCar for a long time, and the last few years in Australia, where I raced in supercars. And now I'm back in Europe after 12 years with Porsche. It's really exciting, you know, for me in my career, because to get the chance to drive for a manufacturer like this is pretty amazing. And I can't wait to see where the journey brings us the next few years.
What is your role in the Tag Heuer Porsche Formula E team?
Well, my role is, I'm sharing it actually with Thomas Preining, which our role is really to kind of support the team. In Formula E, there's a lot of things going on in the simulator. We spend a lot of time in the simulator because Formula E is a really big software war. So we really work on that, on the software, on how the e-motor is managed, on how you manage the energy and things like that. So I spend a lot of time in the simulator, usually a week before Andre and Neil, our main drivers, get in, just to kind of fine-tune it a little bit, to get it in the ballpark, and then they get in for another 4 days. And as well, I do travel to some of the races just to be there, just in case if I had to jump in and learn as much as I can as well, to be ready if anything happens.
Is there extra pressure because it's the first season for Porsche in Formula E?
I don't know if it's extra pressure. I think it just being new, you know, and learning from it, you know, I think just being with Porsche, I think it's extra pressure for anybody that works there, because, you know, Porsche has such a big history in motorsport, and now they are joining Formula E, which is a new challenge and a really big challenge. And but, you know, everybody has the confidence. The team is amazing. You know, it's a big family. We all work really well together, and there's a bit of pressure, but it's good pressure in the sense. And I think we'll get where we want to, and that's winning races.
Well, the season's underway already. Three rounds have gone. How have the team got on?
Yeah, it's an amazing start, actually, they had with Andre finishing second in his first race with Porsche in Saudi Arabia. That was really special. You know, I think none of us, we were all prepared, but none of us really expected it in that sense, because that was kind of a goal that would come throughout the season. But to have that, there was a bit of luck involved as well, but it was great. You know, I think it really pushed everyone to work even harder. Second race in Santiago was definitely a bit more of a heartbreak, where both cars had an issue in the first two laps with getting contact with other drivers. So it was a kind of a big high and a big low in the first two, but you know, the team learned a lot as well. Santiago was really hot. One of the cars could keep running, so just all the information that we were able to take back every time is really vital for all the development that is going to happen throughout the year.
What makes Formula E so different?
Well, so different. It's electric. So, you know, I think I'm 31, and if I look back 10 years ago, I would have never thought that I would be racing an electric race car, and here we are in season six with the ABB Formula E Championship, and it's amazing how quickly the cars have evolved, and they're getting quicker, they look cool, they're getting more efficient, and this is what is really cool about it. It's that it's really pushing the boundaries for EV, for cars that we use every day. And Porsche coming in with the Taycan just shows that even Porsche is really committed to this and really pushing this boundary to becoming more efficient and out there.
And it's the organization of the race weekends as well, isn't it? Shorter weekends, and the circuits are in mostly cities.
Yeah, most of the races are in the cities, actually, and that's quite special from Formula E, which is cool because it brings really the race to the people, and it brings EV to the people. It brings racing with electric cars that is cool and fun and fast to the people. So that's quite different. Everything happens in one day as well. So for the teams, it's really challenging because you have to really have practice, qualifying, and the race in one day. So there's not a lot of time in between the session to look at data. So you have to be really efficient in that as well. And for the drivers as well, it's really tricky because you have so many things that you have to get your head around so quickly, which normally you don't have as a driver. When you have a practice on Friday, you can kind of sleep over it, think about it, and come a little bit better the next day. In Formula E, it doesn't allow you that, and you really have to be on top of your game.
I mean, in the UK, we're really excited because the season finishes with a doubleheader in London.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You know, I raced in season two in Formula E, and we had one race in London, and it was amazing. You know, because I think London is a really cool place. First of all, I think there's a lot of race fans there, and I think the new layout of the track is going to be cool. So having this, hopefully, the championship will go all the way to the last race, and I think it'll be a really good show.